On Wednesday morning, the repurposed automotive shop behind Hickman is buzzing with activity. The walls are covered in space murals, and the ceiling tiles are painted to commemorate each of the past missions conducted by CASA, 30 overall. Although the program is under the umbrella of aeronautics, it's designed to allow students to pursue a range of activities, from programming and robotics to public relations and, of course, rocket science. Each of the rooms in the CASA building serves a different purpose. Practically everything is student-made, and the entire setup is the result of years of students building on each other's work. Andrew Gillis is the student director of CASA and a senior who's been involved in the program since he was in fifth grade. Many of CASA's systems were created and programmed by him or his two brothers. One of their creations looked on the outside like a box connected to a Wii nunchuck that was somehow able to control cameras located throughout the building.
Basically, there's a driver, so it has a breakout on the inside that connects to a breadboard, and that breadboard connects to this display and an Arduino. And then we use Cat5 cable, or an Ethernet cable, you know, and we use that as a way of connecting power to these cameras as well, connecting signal power and stuff like that. So when I want to control a camera, I just use the nunchuck, and I can move left and right.
In a nearby room is the public affairs office. Here, students organize outreach events, write newsletters, and even prepare mock press releases that address topics such as the death of an astronaut. Amelia Narr, the student director of the office, has been working with her team to generate fake news for the students in the simulation, with the goal of helping grow their news judgment skills.
It is going to be their job to figure out who's posting this, why they're posting it. Well, they already know who's posting it, but they're going to figure out why they're posting it, how to get it to stop, or at least how to dissuade others from listening to it, and how to put the truth out there, which is a problem we're facing now in the actual world of journalism. So,
this is CASA's goal, to give students a chance to apply practical skills they learn in school. Matt Lutchman is the program coordinator for CASA. He said participation in the program has declined in the past decade or so, but that Columbia Public Schools has recently recommitted to the program.
We're going to remodel this whole building and kind of transform it into a state-of-the-art technological makerspace. And the goal there is to kind of bring it under a new umbrella where we let kids know that this isn't just aerospace engineering, that this is much more, and that we can direct you to your passion, and through your passion we can help you learn to problem solve in real world situations.
Demolition on the current building will begin March 19th, and construction is slated to begin in July. But for now, students are spending one last week in the building that's housed CASA for the last 28 years. In one of the back rooms, where the astronauts conduct the mission in orange and white spacesuits, is where SOBEs are carried out. These SOBEs, or simulated onboard emergencies, are problems created for the students by other students that test what they've been learning. Oftentimes, the SOBEs are medical-related, such as this one. CASA's moulage team made one of the astronauts' hands look like it had been burned with acid, and the astronauts on board had to correctly treat it.
Gloves.
With that solved, Mission Phoenix Rising is back on track. From KBIE News in the Columbia, Missourian, I'm Erin Schrader.